Good Friday, this is Ozarks at Large. During the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Arkansas foster care and adoption providers and advocates had to innovate to maintain their mission. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
In the autumn of 2020, after a global COVID-19 pandemic had been declared, the number of children in the state foster care system in Arkansas started to climb. Misha Martin, director of the Arkansas Division of Children and Family Services, DCFS for short, in the Arkansas Department of Human Services headquartered in Little Rock, manages child abuse and neglect investigations, consequential placement of children into foster care, and adoptions.
And the pandemic added huge layers of additional problems, anything from kids, foster parents, providers actually having COVID, which led to, you know, placement challenges and service challenges. But then what we're coming out of the pandemic, as many across different industries are seeing, workforce challenges.
According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the COVID-19 pandemic triggered one of the worst employment crises since the Great Depression, which continues to reverberate. A record number of Americans applied for unemployment due to widespread workplace closures and COVID-19 outbreaks pre-vaccine.
We faced even higher than normal turnover. And really, as work, the industries across are, you know, seeing turnover and change in jobs, we're seeing that times about two. So meaning like, you know, we have workers that are going in different lines of work. We have workers that are tired, exhausted, doing something different, which leads to challenges as far as new staff and training and hiring and making sure that we have all the institutional knowledge that we need to better serve children, keep them safe, and serve the children in foster care.
Data show the number of children in foster care in Arkansas sharply rose during the pandemic, peaking at 4,900 in the summer of 2021, which has since declined to around 4,500 early this year. But Martin says that data is misleading.
We have seen a decline in how not only the number of kids finding permanent homes, whether that's back with their families or through adoption, but how long it takes them to get there, right? So initially when the pandemic started, service providers were not offering services. Thankfully, we were up and running pretty quickly, but that caused some delays. And then as you have new staff and not just DCFS, but new stakeholders that work with us, when there's a lot of newness in the system, it slows down the process of families getting the services they need, working the cases so that children can safely go back with their parents, they can stay with a relative, they can be adopted.
The most common reasons for children ending up in foster care?
Substance misuse and neglect are the number one factors for children entering foster care.
But enlisting enough willing foster families in Arkansas to take in children remains a challenge, Martin says.
Wow. So that's definitely something we should focus on. The pandemic, for obvious reasons, has made it hard for us to recruit, open, and continue to gain foster parents. And we always need more foster parents.
A priority, however, is always to place children with relatives and guardians.
We are in great need of foster parents. Thankfully, as a system, we have really embraced relatives and fictive kin. And fictive kin is like teachers, people who know the kids. And so now over 40% of our kids placed in foster care are with either a relative or somebody that they knew when they entered foster care. And I can't emphasize like teachers enough, because those are the people that really are, and I shouldn't just say teachers, like the education system, counselors, people that work in the lunchroom. I mean, people who know these kids, who when they come into foster care, step up and take them on an emergency basis. And then we open them as foster parents.
It can take up to 6 months for the Arkansas Division of Child and Family Services to approve individuals and families to foster care.
It is complicated to be a foster parent. I'll fully admit that, because we have to make sure that foster parents are fully vetted and that we're picking safe, appropriate homes. But you can go to our website, just Google Arkansas DCFS, and it says right there on the page, it says how to become a foster parent. You click there and fill out an inquiry, and my team starts working with you to go through the process. You have to have a home study. You have to do some training.
The state compensates foster caregivers between $400 to $450 per month per foster child, called a board payment.
So you really can't get into fostering because it's a money-making thing. Like, it is just enough and sometimes not enough to feed and clothe the children. But let me also say, for our kids who are special needs or have extra needs, we do support our foster parents with helping cover extracurricular activities. If there is a special need that Medicaid doesn't pay for, we do special board rates. So if the board payment is scaring you alone, like, work with us on, if you take a child, we will make sure that child is taken care of.
In Arkansas, COVID-19 vaccines are not required for foster parents and families, but foster children in the system are vaccinated unless a biological parent stands in opposition to shots. County supervisors are in place to enroll prospective foster families and individuals, Martin says, as well as to monitor cases. The Division of Child and Family Services operates a comprehensive website on foster care and adoption, as well as how to report child abuse and neglect. Martin says various nonprofits, most faith-based, work to cultivate foster parenting in Arkansas, as well as provide support to foster families. Project Zero, founded a decade ago, securely creates photo galleries, bios, and videos of children waiting and available for adoption from Arkansas foster care.
Our main focus is to give these children a voice and to help connect them with waiting families.
Candace Gerber raises money for Project Zero and manages marketing for the nonprofit. During the pandemic, she says, the number of children available for adoption dropped.
From 349, and I hate to call them numbers because they're precious children with precious faces, but the number of actual kids waiting to be adopted dropped from 349 to 298, which is a huge swing for us, because even though the pandemic was shutting a lot of things down, adoptions were still happening. Judges were so wonderful and would go to front lawns and do open air, front yard adoption ceremonies. And so things didn't completely shut down.
Prior to the pandemic, Project Zero, which means one child plus one family equals zero kids waiting, was hosting dozens of in-person events where children subject to parental rights termination and available for adoption could physically meet with prospective adopted families and couples.
And during the pandemic, we put all of our focus into creating short films, which we had done before, but when we couldn't have in-person events, we produced more and more short films where the kids could talk about what they want in a family. Do they want a dog? What do they like to do? Do they want a family that travels? Do they want a family that just sits at home and plays video games with them? And it was just so inspiring to give these kids a voice and let them share what they were looking for in a family. And they have been very successful in connecting forever families.
Project Zero currently hosts short film blitzes, aggregating video profiles of children in sibling groups seeking to be adopted. Gerber says currently nearly 300 children are waiting to be adopted.
Over the last 10 years, we've been a part of helping connect over 1,000 children with forever families.
The private nonprofit doesn't receive any federal or state funding, relying on donations and corporate support. Project Zero also hosts Zoom gatherings facilitated by expert adoptive and foster families. The nonprofit hosts an Arkansas Heart Gallery as well, featuring photos of waiting kids and sibling groups. Only 2% of Americans have adopted, but more than a third have considered it, data show. That leaves tens of thousands of youth aged out of the foster care system without a permanent family, according to the latest count by the National Council for Adoption. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.